Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura from Ilan, sort of.
Were you born in Ilan?
No.
Well, yeah, I guess you could say you're half from Ilan, or at least you said your mother, right?
Yes.
Your mother's from Ilan. Do you still have family who live there?
My grandparents and my cousins.
Very cool. Well, maybe Maggie and Josie will run into them because our two friends in our dialogue, Maggie and Josie, are exploring Ilan. Actually, we should say they're exploring Ilan County because yesterday they were in Jiaoxi. They weren't actually in Ilan City. They were nearby in Jiaoxi, but of course, Ilan City, the county, Jiaoxi, that area is well known for hot springs. I think they have a cold spring in Ilan, too, don't
they?
I seem to remember going there.
Okay, I want to really go back again.
Yeah, it's a lovely part of the world. Yesterday, they were at one of the hot spring spas, and they were having a very interesting spa treatment. You said you've done this before.
Yes.
What were they having done to their feet?
They're having... The fish will actually clean their feet.
That's right. You put your feet in a small pool of water.
Dead skin cells.
And these fish come around and sort of nibble at your feet, cleaning off the dead skin. I guess your feet come out soft, right?
I don't really think so. I think it's just for fun. 我真的不知道它有没有那个功效。
It's free lunch.
但是还蛮好玩的。
It's free lunch for the fish.
I know.
So who knows what it does for people, but the fish love it. But anyways, today it's time to move on from Jiaoxi. Let's check out our dialogue and see where Josie and Maggie are going today.
A weekend trip to Ilan County. Josie and Maggie are in the Taipingshan National Forest Recreation Area.
Ilan County has beautiful scenery.
I agree. We should come here more often.
Let's go hiking on the Jianqing Historic Trail.
Great idea. You know, people once chose it as one of the most beautiful trails in the world.
I can't wait to see it.
Josie and Maggie are on the Jianqing Historic Trail.
There are old railroad tracks here.
Yes, many logging businesses used to use them.
Are there any trains around here now?
Yes, we can ride one too.
Josie and Maggie are on the Bongbong train.
Why do people call it the Bong Bong train?
Because it makes a bong bong sound in the forest.
Thanks for bringing me here. This place is really special.
Josie and Maggie watch the forest go by on the train.
Why do people call it the Bong Bong train? How did the Bong Bong train get its name? It's such a cute name. Where does this name come from? Thanks for bringing me here. This place is really special. Thank you for showing me this place. I like it very much. Thank you for spending time with me here. I had a good time.
Word power!
Scenery. Scenery. I enjoyed the scenery along the way when I hiked in the mountains. I enjoyed the scenery along the way when I hiked in the mountains. Often. Often. Liz often drinks coffee in the morning on weekdays. Liz often drinks coffee in the morning on weekdays. World. World. People can take airplanes to almost every place in the world now. People can take airplanes to almost every place in the world now. Train. Train. Rita took the train from Taipei to Hsinchu this morning. It's faster than the bus. Rita took the train from Taipei to Hsinchu this morning. It's faster than the bus.
Okay, so yes, time to leave Jiaoxi. Maybe they're in a car, caught a bus, who knows? Because they're actually quite a ways out of the city. It says Josie and Maggie are in Taipingshan National Forest Recreation Area.
Nice, okay, 所以现在今天我们要带大家到的就是 Josie 跟 Maggie 他们在太平山国家森林游乐区哦。
Okay, so Josie, we can imagine she's looking around at all the beauty, all the natural beauty. So she says, Ilan County has beautiful scenery. Absolutely, a lot of Taiwan has beautiful scenery. And certainly Ilan County is right in there with the best of them. Scenery is a word when we use when we talk about the beautiful land or beautiful geography. Scenery is also our first word power word. This is a noun, and it's spelled S-C-E-N-E-R-Y. S-C-E-N-E-R-Y. And yes, that is correct. I did say there's a C in there, but we almost don't really say it when we pronounce the word. So it's scenery, but you don't say skeenery. That S-C is just sort of an S sound. What is scenery? As I said, it's the natural world. It's the landscape. It's the geography. When you're at the top of a mountain, you can see the scenery. It could be mountain scenery. It could be the scenery of a forest. It could be oceanside or of the scenery of a cliff along the coastline. But generally, when we're talking about the scenery, we're talking about something that is very beautiful. It is part of the land. It's something you might take a picture of or paint or something like that, but it's definitely very nice to look at. For example, I enjoyed the scenery along the way when I hiked in the mountains. I enjoyed the scenery along the way when I hiked in the mountains.
That's true, Josie 说的没有错，宜兰县有很美的风景呢。Scenery 就是风景，它是个名词，像是可以形容山，美丽的山的风景 ，beautiful mountain scenery。Or you could also go for a drive to enjoy the scenery. 有时候开车东风就可以沿着路看一些风景。那看回刚刚的例句提到就是我在山上健行时喜欢欣赏沿途的风景。
All right, so Maggie is listening to Josie talk about the beautiful scenery, and Maggie agrees. She thinks the same thing. She says, I agree. She also thinks it's beautiful. And then she says, we should come here more often. Yeah, why not? It's pretty close to Taipei, if that's where they live. And often is our second word power word, O-F-T-E-N. O-F-T-E-N is how we spell this adverb, often.All right, often is one of those adverbs of frequency, which we use to talk about verbs or actions and how much or how often or how many times a day or something we do something. We always, we never, we seldom, we usually, we often. Now, often is kind of like usually. It's not always, and it's not 100% of the time, but it's a lot of the time, maybe 80%. Of the time. Now notice I say often, although there is a T there, some people, depending on where they're from in the world, will say often. So they might actually say that T sound. Both of them are okay. Don't be surprised or shocked if one person says often and the other person says often. But whatever, however they say it, the meaning is the same. It means they usually do something most of the time. For example, Liz often drinks coffee in the morning on weekdays. Liz often drinks coffee in the morning on weekdays.
I say often.
You say often too?
Yeah. Often. 不过有人可能会说 often, 就是经常的意思，是个副词，表示频率，很常做什么事。How often do you wash your hair?
I wash my hair 3 times a week.
Oh, okay, that sounds like
every other day.
I was going to say three times a year. Oh, that's gross.
That's not enough.
Okay. I don't often drink beer.
Oh, okay.
So
maybe once a month.
Probably, something like that. Okay. 那 Liz 呢，她平日就是在早上喝咖啡很常这样子做。She often drinks coffee.
Yeah, some days she doesn't want to. Some days maybe she has tea. But most of the time, you can see her enjoying coffee in the morning. I'm the same.
Okay, so Maggie 就说我同意我们应该更常来这边。So they should come here more often.
Yes, they should. They're thinking this is a nice place. We should come back here more regularly. Instead of once a year, maybe once a month or something like that. Anyways, back to their sightseeing. Josie says, let's go hiking on the...Jianxing Historic Trail.
Jianxing,
okay.
Right.
It looks kind of like dancing. Jianxing.
That's true.
But of course, that's the Chinese name, so we're not using the English pronunciation. But this historic trail sounds like a place in Taipingshan Park
nice. That
you can go hiking, right? And again, beautiful scenery.
Yeah, Josie 就是要带大家说他要去见这个他要去建青古道践行哦。Nice.
All right, so Maggie thinks that's a wonderful plan. She says, great idea. And then she adds, you know, people once chose it as one of the most beautiful trails in the world. So if you want scenery, you gotta go there.
Wow, I didn't know that.
In the world, not just in Taiwan.
Maggie 就说好主意。哎，你知道吗？人们曾经将它选为世界最美的小径之一。哎。Once 在这里是曾经这样的意思，像是 their music was once very popular， 所以他们曾经他们的音乐是非常受欢迎。But once can also mean one time，就是也有一次的意思，像是 my best friend and I try to get together at least once every month。
One time a month。
没错，我觉得一个月见一次，至少我跟我朋友还可以保持联系哦。Now chose A as B 就是把 A 选为 B 像是呢 Our classmates chose me as their debating captain
Wow, that's... Wait, did you want to be the debating captain? Oh, okay
I was actually the debating captain
You're like, No, not me No, well, that's a great honor Well done Alright, so we also had this other word, power word from that sentence It was once chosen as one of the most beautiful trailsIn the world, and world is our third word, power word, W-O-R-L-D, W-O-R-L-D, world is how you spell this wonderful noun. Now the world is basically everything that there is on this planet, okay? This planet, if we're talking about it as a big rock in space, we often call it the Earth, right? There's the moon, there's Mars, there's the sun, we live on the Earth. But the Earth and everything in it, all the people, plants, cities, mountains, oceans, that is our world, right? We all share this planet, we all live in the same world, okay? So basically, we're just talking about the Earth and everything on it. One of the best things in the world is one of the best things on our planet. There might be something better on the moon, but we're not talking about that. For example, people can take airplanes to almost every place in the world now. People can take airplanes to almost every place in the world now. Yeah, it's true.
Even to my house?
Well, to near your house.
Okay.
Yeah.
World, 这是世界的意思。Hey, what's the tallest building in the world?
The tallest building in the world is the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, which is like 800 meters tall.
Wow.
But I think they're building one in Abu Dhabi that will be 1,000 meters tall, a kilometer tall, which is kind of too tall.Like、
That's、
crazy.
True. Okay, 曾经台北一零也是最高的
It used to be. That was once, yeah, one of the tallest, or the tallest building in the world, but it's still in the top 10,
okay.
I think, but moving down quickly, because many big buildings are going up. Anyway, so we were talking about this wonderful trail, and Josie is excited. She says, I can't wait to see it. I'm very excited to go and see it.
Okay, so Josie 就说 I can't wait to see it, 就是我等不及要看到它了。
All right, so cut to Josie and Maggie are on the...
建琴.
Thank you. Historic trail. So they were talking about it. Now they are actually there, walking on it. You can imagine the beautiful scenery.
Okay, so they're now in this 建琴古道啦.
And then Josie notices something you might not expect to find in a national park near a hiking trail. She says there are old railroad tracks here. Railroad tracks, that's like a road for a train. What was a train doing running through this forest?
Oh.
That's very strange.
Okay, we'll find out. Josie 就说这边有古老的铁道，其中的 track 就是轨道的意思啦。
I'm pretty sure the Gaotie, the high-speed train, does not go through this part of Taiwan. So Maggie explains about the railroad tracks. She says, yes, there are train tracks or railroad tracks. Many logging businesses used to use them. So the trees up there attracted people who would go up,cut down the trees to use the wood, and the train would help them move all the cut wood that we would call those logs, move all the logs from the forest into the town. Now that business is called the logging business, all right? That's what we call cutting down trees to sell and use the wood.
Interesting. 所以原来 Maggie 就解释说是啊，许多伐木业者过去呢曾使用他们哦 ,logging 就是伐木。
Yeah, this might go back to like Japanese times or something, a long time ago. They don't do that there now, I don't think. So that's kind of what Josie's interested in. Okay, that was the past, the logging business, but the train tracks are still here. So she says, are there any trains around here now? She might also be worried that she doesn't want to get hit by a train, which would be really bad. Train is our final word, power word. This is a noun, of course, and it's spelled T-R-A-I-N, train. What is a train? A train is basically two things that are connected together. You will first have the engine or the locomotive. That's the part of the train that gives it the power to push it or pull it or move it. And then the other things are the carriages that are connected, joined together, and attached to the locomotive. If you've been on a high-speed train, if you've been on a slower train,anything like that. Even a subway going underground is a type of train. We call that a subway because it is under the ground, but the idea is the same. You're on some tracks, which the wheels of the train sit on. The engine or locomotive gives it the power, and then the people or the things we ride in the carriages. Connect all that stuff together, you have a train. For example, Rita took the train from Taipei to Hsinchu this morning.It's faster than the bus. Rita took the train from Taipei to Hsinchu this morning. It's faster than the bus.
Train, 当然大家就知道是火车，所以 Josie 就说，现在这附近还有任何火车吗？因为他不想要被火车撞到嘛。OK, 所以有时候呢，搭车，其实像地铁，我们在口语上也会用 train 来表示，像是呢 ，She took the train to 花莲。Or hurry up, or we'll miss the train, okay? 所以就是说我们可能会错过这个火车，就会用 miss the train 来表示。刚刚的例句提到的则是 Rita 今天早上从台北搭火车到新竹，它比巴士还快。Of course, I think trains are much faster than a bus.
Absolutely, they carry more people and you won't get stuck in traffic. So it's great.When you're traveling at busy times. All right, so are there trains still around here up in the mountains? Well, Maggie actually surprises me by saying yes, there are still trains. Although they're not carrying logs or wood anymore, they're for tourists. She says, yes, there are trains. Yes, we can ride one too. Yay, they can actually get on the train and go from one place to another. How fun.
I like taking trains. Yeah. So Maggie 说有，我们也可以搭一班哦，搭乘一班火车。搭乘在这里我们就用 ride 这个动词哦。所以他说 we can ride one too. 这里的 one 当然是指说 we can ride one train.Okay, one 其实是用来取代前面提过的事情，像是比方如果有人点了说 I'll have an iced tea please, right? 那另外一个人就说 I'll have one too, 它当然就只是指 前面提到的 iced tea 就是冰茶。OK， 想要知道有关不定代名词 one 或是 once 的用法，我们要来看一下我们的 magic box。
Magic box， 找亮点。
在宫中待人处事必须格外小心，要是说错了话，哪怕是一字一句，都可能会人头落地了。像那天哪个贵人要说我们宫里哪个宫女做事不利落，要把她赶出宫里，但是我们宫里那么多个宫女，有高有矮，有胖有瘦，到底是哪个宫女没有说清楚了，到底谁知道是谁？要是赶错了人，哎呀，难保自己不会被处罚啊。不止在宫里，在外头说话也要特别留意。但在英文里就有一个特别不长眼的家伙，它就叫做不定代名词。不定代名词要代替谁都可以，它就不止特定的哪一个。今天我就要带各位小主来认识一下 one 这个字。one 呢，你可能知道呢，它是数字一。今天呢，我们就要把它当成不定代名词来使用哦，它就可以用来代表任何不指定的人事物。例如呢，我们要吃这个苹果， This apple is a delicious one. 这个苹果是一个很好吃的苹果，是一颗好吃的苹果。 This apple is a delicious one. 后面呢，我们这个 delicious one 的 one 哦，就是用来代替 apple。 但是呢， apple 这么多颗，每天都有新的苹果送进宫里，今天这个好吃，难保明天那颗也一样好吃啊。所以呢，这边 one 就代表了随便，不特定的，泛指所有的苹果，所以呢，它就叫做不定代名词。我们呢，也可以再造一个句子哦，比方说，宫女明玉今天给我着装的时候呢，我说哇，我不想穿蓝色的这件，我想要穿绿色的那一件。I don't want to wear this dress. I want to wear the green one. OK， 这边的 one 呢，就是代替 dress， 任何一件长的、短的都可以哦。I don't want to wear this dress. I want to wear the green one. OK， 这个呢，就是我们 one 的用法。如果我们不止一个要讲很多个呢，再看一下刚刚我们讲过苹果的例子了。如果是复数，我们说 these apples， OK， 很多苹果，要说这些苹果它们是很好吃的苹果。 These apples are delicious ones， OK， 它们是好吃的苹果。复数的时候呢，我们就在 one 后面加上 s， 变成 once。 These applesAre delicious ones. OK， 这就是飘忽不定的不定代名词的用法了。
OK， so again, we move to another scene. Josie and Maggie are on the
bong bong 蹦蹦车
the bong bong train.
对，他们现在在坐蹦蹦车。
OK, this is the name of the train?
That's right.
That's kind of cute, but slightly weird.
So that's why Josie asks.
The great question, why do people call it the bong bong train?
I think it's cute. 为什么人们称它为蹦蹦车呢？
Why not call it the ping pong train or the Hong Kong train?
There's a reason for that.
Oh, there's a reason, because Maggie explains, because it makes a bong bong sound in the forest. Oh, is this like the bell of the train to like warn people to, you know, trains coming, ding bong bong? I don't know.
I think it's a train sound, okay, shaking. 因为它在森林中会发出蹦蹦的声响。
I guess we'll have to go to find out. Anyways, Josie, no matter what the name of the train or whatever, she's having a good time. So she says to Maggie, thanks for bringing me here. This place is really special. She's having a good time, and she's seen some pretty special or unusual things.
Okay, Josie 就说，谢谢你到来这里，这个地方真的好特别。谢谢你做什么事情。感谢某件事情 ，thanks for 后面接上动词 ing， 像是 I'd love to go to the party. Thanks for inviting or asking me.
No problem.
谢谢你邀请我。
I hope you can make it. All right. So next we see Josie and Maggie watch the forest go by on the train. So they're sitting on the train and the trees are going by. Lovely breeze. Sounds like a wonderful way to end their visit. To Elan.
OK, 最后我们看到 Josie 跟 Maggie 在火车上看着森林经过，就欣赏这样的风景。Go by 就是经过的意思哦。Let's now go to our wrap up.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, so we have four words that we've learned today, our word power words. Let's play a little game that requires some excellent questions, guessing, and simple answers. So basically, Laura will ask me or I will ask her questions about one of the words, trying to figure it out, but she can only say yes or no.
Okay.
She can't give any more information than yes or no.
That's All right. Easy.
So we had scenery, often, world, and train. All right, so pick one of those.
Okay.
Do you have one? All right, so I'm going to ask you some questions. I'm trying to guess what she's thinking, but I have to keep my questions quite simple. First of all, is this something that you can ride on?
No.
So obviously it's not train, right? Because you ride on trains. Is this a really big thing in space that we all live on?
No.
So it's not the world.Is this something that people will take pictures of or paint when they go to beautiful places?
Yes.
Scenery. Yay! So there you go. I didn't get it, but it was definitely easy to cut out other ones. All right. Are you going to ask me
now?
Okay, so let's see.
Is this word an adverb?
Is it an adverb? Well, that's kind of cheating. But
no,
it's not often.
It's not often?
It's not often,
okay.
Which is the only adverb. Good question, though.
Okay. Is it something you will take to work?
Is it something I will take to work? No.
Oh, my gosh. Is it the word world?
No.
What is it? Scenery?
No.
That's it?
No.
World, train.
Yes.
Train.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You said if I take it to work. I don't take it to work, but some people take it to work.
That's tricky.
Well, you have to ask the right question. I didn't trick you.
Okay.
You tricked yourself.
So
there you go. She said, do you take it to work? No. But if she said, do people take it to work? Then I would have said yes. So yeah, the question is important.
That's
you have
true.
To use my favorite thing.Logic. All right, guys, there you go. There's a couple more words. You can try them out yourselves, and we'll see you back here very, very soon. Until then, bye-bye.
Bye.
A weekend trip to Elon County. Josie and Maggie are in the Taipingshan National Forest Recreation Area.
Elan County has beautiful scenery.
I agree. We should come here more often.
Let's go hiking on the Jianqing Historic Trail.
Great idea. You know, people once chose it as one of the most beautiful trails in the world.
I can't wait to see it.
Josie and Maggie are on the Jianqing Historic Trail.
There are old railroad tracks here.
Yes, many logging businesses used to use them.
Are there any trains around here now?
Yes, we can ride one too.
Josie and Maggie are on the Bongbong train.
Why do people call it the Bongbong train?
Because it makes a bongbong sound in the forest.
Thanks for bringing me here. This place is really special.
Josie and Maggie watch the forest go by on the train.
Scenery. Scenery. I enjoyed the scenery along the way when I hiked in the mountains.I enjoyed the scenery along the way when I hiked in the mountains. Often. Often. Liz often drinks coffee in the morning on weekdays. Liz often drinks coffee in the morning on weekdays. World. World. People can take airplanes to almost every place in the world now. People can take airplanes to almost every place in the world now. Train. Train. Rita took the train from Taipei to Hsinchu this morning. It's faster than the bus. Rita took the train from Taipei to Hsinchu this morning. It's faster than the bus.